I want to ask you another question about the album in just a moment, but one of the most amazing parts of your story is your speech impediment, Jason. At what point in your life did you start to deal with that, and how has it impacted you as a person and perhaps as an artist as well?
Yeah, you know, I think it's been a wonderful teacher in my life. I used to be very anxious about it, especially as I began to be aware of how it's calling in my life. And I used to argue with him about it, saying, Lord, you can't make me your spokesperson until you make it so I can speak, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever had this experience or not, but when you tell God that he can't do something, it's kind of like a dare that he can't refuse, right? And so, hey, that's why I do what I do, because I lost a dare with the Lord. But I used to think that it would be an obstacle and a problem that I'd have to overcome. I used to also think that that he would heal me of it, and that that would be my story, that my testimony would be, I used to have this problem, and then God healed it, and now I don't have it anymore. And so I went through a season of disillusionment when it began to be clear that, I don't think he's going to heal me of this. But then I began to recognize that though he wasn't going to heal me of my speech impediment, that he wasn't bringing a lot of healing to me through my speech impediment, and that there were things that I learned, and there were things that he was able to get access to in my heart because I had a bearable humiliation of having a speech handicap, you know. And then I also began to, first of all, because a big part of the value of our brokenness or our imperfection is it becomes a place where again and again we meet with the Lord. He meets us there, and we learn dependence there and trust, and we learn his lordship there, you know, in places where we are competent. It's harder for us to learn those things, you know, but in our brokenness, that becomes a very intimate, meeting place with the Lord. And my speech handicap was the first place where I began to learn that. It's really the least of my brokenness, but it was the first place where I began to understand that. And then I also began to recognize it as this gift in my life, because I think that you probably like me more because I have a speech impediment. And it's just as the more you and I spoke with each other and the more I learned of your imperfection and your brokenness, that make me like you more too. And it makes us able to be vulnerable with each other too, because if you are open and honest about your brokenness, and I can see that, I'm like, oh, he's not perfect either. And that means I don't have to hide anymore. That means I don't have to pretend. And then all of a sudden, we can have a real human connection, where the grace of God is a reality.